Pendengar, Sensus Australia memiliki sejarah menjaga informasi pribadi dan aman dan swasta. Namun, tahun ini Biro Statistik Australia, ABS, akan mewajibkan orang-orang untuk memasukkan nama dan alamat mereka. Para pendukung privasi prihatin terhadap langkah itu tidak hanya akan dapat menyebabkan reaksi publik terhadap sensus, namun juga merusak akurasi dan kredibilitas hasil sensus. Berikut ini laporan mengenai hal tersebut. Selama lebih dari 100 tahun, Australia telah berbagi informasi pribadi secara anonim dengan ABS untuk pembuatan kebijakan merencanakan masa depan negara. Kini pada tahun 2016, sensus memakai sarana online dan ABS kini meminta responden untuk membubuhkan nama dan alamat mereka dalam data sensus. Kelompok privasi menyebutnya sebagai kesalahan yang besar. Dr. Roger Clark, anggota Dewan dari Yayasan Privasi Australia, telah bekerja dalam bidang industri sekuritas IT selama lebih dari 45 tahun. Berikut ini komentarnya tentang hal itu.
They're now proposing that they are going to keep the identities of individuals. Variously, they've said forever. Then they backed off and said, oh, only for 4 years. Although we can't actually believe them, but they've said that they'll only keep names and addresses connected to the data for 4 years now. Complete breach of trust, complete change in the whole basis of what a census is about, and people are upset about that.
Kepala dari program sensus di ABS, Duncan Young, mengatakan masyarakat tidak perlu khawatir karena telah terbukti selama lebih dari 100 tahun, biro ini menyimpan data pribadi secara aman.
In the census, we've always collected names and addresses as part of a census. However, what we do straight after the census is we remove the names and addresses from all of the other information on the census form and store them separately. And we don't give anyone access to be able to access both the names or the addresses and the other data on the form. But the data from a form becomes anonymous. That's the data that we use for making statistics, and it's the data that researchers can access.
Namun untuk kali ini, Partai Hijau Australia tidak yakin akan janji-janji dari ABS itu. Kelompok itu melakukan kampanye Save Our Census dan meminta agar bendahara Scott Morrison merubah keputusan ABS untuk mencantumkan nama dan alamat dalam formulir sensus itu. Senator Partai Hijau, Senator Scott Ludlam, mengatakan jika gagal melakukan hal itu, maka sensus 2016 bisa gagal juga.
I think it does increase the likelihood of boycotts, either overt ones or subtle personal ones, where people just refuse to fill stuff out. And that begins to corrupt the database. It begins to effectively compromise the material that's being collected that policymakers all around the country find enormously valuable. So I think it's a risk that the ABS is running that's absolutely unnecessary. They don't need to be taking this risk.
Senator Ludlam menambahkan bahwa ketidakpercayaan masyarakat terhadap sekuritas online dari badan pemerintah berdasarkan bukti-bukti dari kejadian-kejadian yang telah berlalu.
We've seen really high-profile hacks of very well-resourced corporations and government departments, for that matter. The immigration department, let's not forget, inadvertently compromised more than 9,000 asylum seekers, people fleeing in some instances from police states and authoritarian regimes. You know, nobody is immune. And the fact is if this material hadn't been collected and identifiable in the first place, then that makes the risk that much lower.
Namun, Duncan Young dari ABS mengatakan yakin bahwa mereka memiliki cara yang tepat untuk melindungi data pribadi dari kecelakaan atau peretasan.
We use encryption technologies to make sure that the data is encrypted, and so only the ABS has the keys to unencrypt the data. And we have many layers of security. So we have physical security, so all the data and computers are kept in a secure site. We have layers of technology security, so the best software and processes in place to protect the data. But we implement the best practice security mechanisms for government, and we do a range of testing of those mechanisms to make sure that they're robust.
Namun, Dr. Roger Clark dari Australian Privacy Foundation memberikan contoh sejarah di mana data pribadi seseorang telah diakses dengan alasan keamanan nasional.
One of the reasons that there are very few Jews left in the Netherlands is that data was kept about racial background and ethnic background and religious affiliations, and the Nazis gained access to that data when they invaded the Netherlands. There's the standard story in the United States at the beginning of World War II when the census data was raided, breaching all laws in order to identify people of Japanese descent so that they could all be thrown into concentration camps.
Menurutnya, ancaman terbesar terhadap data pribadi datangnya dari ABS itu sendiri.
The threat model that I think most people ought to be concerned about is actually the government and the ABS itself. The ABS has that data, and if the ABS chooses to abuse that data by retaining personal identities associated with the data, and by distributing that data, and by utilizing that data to know more about individuals and to study individuals rather than just producing statistics, then ABS is the biggest threat, and the ABS has already got the data. So I think the public's got a lot of reason to be concerned.
Meskipun begitu, Duncan Young dari ABS tetap bersikukuh bahwa semua informasi pribadi yang dikumpulkan oleh ABS akan tetap aman.
There's very strong laws which have been in place in Australia since over 100 years, which say that census can never release people's census responses, not even to court, not even to the police, not even to other government agencies. We need to protect the identity of all of the information we've collected. And if we don't do that, we'd be sent to jail. It's seen as a very serious thing. And so the ABS has never released identifiable census information and never will.
Senator Partai Hijau Scott Ludlam mengatakan masyarakat seharusnya memiliki pilihan untuk tidak memberikan nama dan alamat mereka dalam formulir sensus itu.
Well, people can opt out of Facebook. You can't get prosecuted for not using Facebook. That's very different from the government saying you have a legal obligation to provide your name, address, your religion, your marital status, how much you earn, basically all these extraordinary, very fine-grained personal information, and that you can be fined, prosecuted, potentially sent to jail for not doing that. The general privacy principle that should apply here is that the ABS shouldn't be collecting more material than they absolutely need.
Dr. Roger Clark dari Australian Privacy Foundation memprediksikan bahwa lebih dari 1 juta warga akan gagal atau tidak menyelesaikan sensus dengan benar atau mengisinya dengan informasi palsu untuk menjaga privasi mereka. Ia menambahkan bahwa ketidakpercayaan masyarakat terhadap ABS akan semakin meningkat.
The last figures that we had from ABS's own surveys was around about 20% distrust in the ABS. But that had been rising, and this latest flurry will have seen it rise a great deal further. If we did another survey today, it'd be well above 20% distrust. Meanwhile, by 2011, already 4% of the population were failing to fill in census forms. Now, if you ever think about 4%, we're talking about 1 million people. But you would imagine that a 4%, 5%, 6% error rate would start making a mockery of some of the figures that ABS is publishing.
Hampir tidak mungkin untuk memverifikasi kebenaran respon dari sekitar 100 juta perumahan dengan jumlah populasi mencapai 24 juta orang. Duncan Young mengatakan bahwa ABS telah melakukan cara-cara untuk menentukan akurasi tersebut.
We run a range of quality checks with a census after each census is run, because it's really important for us to understand whether or not the census has missed any parts of the population. So we want to understand, have we got a full count of young people, or a full count of people from different countries of birth, or who speak different languages. That'll help reassure the people who are using our data that yes, this data still does represent the full picture of Australia and how Australia is in 2016.
Lebih dari 65% rumah warga Australia diperkirakan akan menyelesaikan sensus pada tanggal 9 Agustus mendatang. Namun kelompok penasihat privasi menyerukan agar memboikot sensus itu, dan tampaknya keandalan dan ketepatan sensus 2016 akan menghadapi ujian terbesar kali ini.